Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. This is our Q&A episodes where we take random questions from random listeners about real estate or financing or passive income or taxes, whatever's on your mind. Our goal with this show, though, is to make you a more intelligent real estate investor, which I believe is the number one way to build wealth, especially as a hedge against inflation, way better than the stock market. You cannot get the tax benefits that you get from owning real estate and building passive income. Can you buy stocks using other people's money? I mean, I guess you could buy on margin, but then what happens when those stocks plummet like they have? You get margin called. Anyway, I love real estate, and I think there's nothing better in the world to create and preserve your wealth. So without further ado, let's take today's Q&A episode questions. Our first one comes to us from Phil.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Phil. I'm an investor in single-family homes. I've bought two properties through you guys, which have been great, and I also have two other ones in different states outside of Texas. In setting up my legal team, my CPA, and working with you guys, I've really tried to streamline everything, and I do travel around the country as a traveling physical therapist. And I was told to get a virtual mailbox by my legal team, and that way it would be more for anonymity, so it's not tied to my primary residence, the address, when they send me mail from my different properties to the LLC. And I was just wondering your advice on that, if you had any experience with virtual mailboxes. I know other people are actually opening up the mail, so there's some risk there, I guess. And also, if there are any good companies, if you do use one, just what your advice overall is. I'm looking into getting one. Just want to see if they're worth it. It seems like they are, but really just want to get an expert's opinion. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Phil. First, like on the privacy question, I mean, let's be honest at this point. I mean, like if you're using any technology, you can just throw your privacy out the window, right? If you're using Google, if you're using Facebook, if you're using any of these things, they know every pinpoint location. GPS is still, it was created by the federal government, is still owned by the federal government. So if you use GPS in your car to drive anywhere, you know, I mean, so yes, a company using a virtual mailbox, getting your mail and then scanning it for you so you have access to it wherever you are. You're traveling, obviously, for work. You need to be able to get access to some of this, your information, right? So if you've got some, let's say you've got like a city, like a city violation for something, there's a sidewalk that needs repaired or something, who knows, right? And it's timely, and the city is telling you that you're going to be fined unless you fix this or get this taken care of and paid by a certain date. You don't want that sitting in some box while you're traveling the country and you get back only to find that it's now past its date. That's definitely happened to me, okay? So, yes, we used a couple of different, a couple of virtual mailboxes. You can also set up so that, that's what I would recommend is the digital version, because you could have the physical versions like forwarding and all that. It's just not worth it. I think the digital versions where they're scanning it for you and you're getting that information from a company is way easier. We've used a company off the top of my head, I think it was like CBC or something like that. And they would get all your mail, scan it, and you would get an email with that mail, and you could take action on it. You had all access, you know, it's all right there in front of you. You can do whatever you need to do with it, pay the bill, and go forward. I don't have enough experience with the different companies. I do know if you're traveling outside of the United States, there are companies that are that will actually take your mail and set up as an address, scan it for you, and then they will actually package it up and ship it to you wherever you are. Now, those are some great services as well. But yes, I would recommend the virtual service. If your legal team told you to do that, then far be it for me to step on your legal team's toes with that. We use it. We've had great experience with it. As far as like your personal address being tied to an LLC, you know, it's not, at the end of the day, you're going to have to put down an address of the owner, who's the owner of the business, right? They need to be able to contact you legally. So you can't disappear. Now you could try to be creative and put it into some sort of a land trust and even that is not going to be full anonymity. Now we've spoken to lawyers on the show about that very issue. And even then it's unless you're a celebrity or something where you're trying to hide where you live, they can try to remove you from certain databases and do it. It's just not worth it. And you just, you have to legally be able to tie yourself to a particular property under the law. But if your lawyers are telling you to get a virtual mailbox, then by all means, go for it. I can speak highly of them. We've used one in the past, and I think we still have one actually. So I know that Natalie, my wife, really likes it. And you know, you get the email digest of what's in it, and it's what's easier than that, right? It's like, okay, here's what I need to look at. Most of it's junk mail. Oh, I need to pay this bill. Wonderful. You know, it's a great service. So thank you for that question, Phil, and congrats. And by the way, thanks for working with us on your properties. Oh, I love that sound. That sound makes me smile. That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one e-commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big businesses. That's right. You can customize anything for your needs with a great-looking online store that brings my idea to life, your idea, your family's idea, and many tools to manage your day-to-day and drive sales. You know, we have a family member who literally can create dog collars. Like, he can weave dog collars unbelievably. They look, I mean, they're just perfect, right? He does it by hand. And we told him about Shopify. He's setting up his Shopify store as we speak to sell dog collars internationally. They're amazing looking. And people could totally customize that, right? He could build a whole online storefront right from home using Shopify. Believe me. I mean, our company really started out like plugging along, making podcasts, making videos. And it wasn't until we really started taking things seriously, building our website, building our brand, and launching our Shopify store that things really took off for us. I love how Shopify makes it easy for anyone to successfully run their own business. Shopify powers millions of entrepreneurs just like me, from first sale to full scale. And every 28 seconds, a small business owner makes their very first sale on Shopify. Get started by building and customizing your online store. No coding or design experience at all. Access powerful tools to help you find customers, drive sales, manage your day-to-day. Gain knowledge and confidence with extensive resources to help you succeed. Plus, 24/7 support. You're never alone. It's more than a store. Shopify grows with you. Really amazing. So go to shopify.com/investing. All lowercase for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/investing right now. Shopify.com/investing. Okay, our next question is Roz from Roz.
Hello, my name is Roz Millard. I live in a property that I owe around $60,000 for. Still, and I want to sell it. I want to take $20,000 out of the equity. I want to build on another property that I own that's ready to go. And I need information. I don't know what to do. Should I sell it? I don't have money to do anything with. I have property, but I don't have any cash on hand. So, own properties, want to do something, done a lot of work. Ready to sell, and I need to talk with somebody. I don't know where to start, but if I can get some information, be good if I could figure out how to start this thing. Okay, I don't know what else to do.
Okay, Roz, thank you. Well, my suggestion would be, because it's, I have a lot of questions and I don't get it from your voicemail message here exactly what you're trying to do. I'm trying to figure it out. It's hard for me to understand. But if you don't have money, if you don't have cash and you're looking at, okay, do I pull out equity or do I sell a property? Well, that's going to be up to you, because I don't know if that's a primary residence that you're living in that you want to sell and you want to move, or if it's a rental that you have that you fixed up and now you want to sell it. So I'm not clear on that, but I'm always a fan of home equity lines of credit. If you can get equity, if you're sitting on equity and you can pull that equity out of the property, great. Let's utilize that to acquire and do other things with other properties. Okay. Yes, I'm always a fan of that. I don't know what your end goal was, though. It sounded like you wanted to use like some of this money, home equity line, to like buy or to renovate a property. So again, that's questions I have. What I would recommend, though, honestly, is just to book a call with our team at Morris Invest And our team can kind of walk you through and maybe help you and guide you in the right direction for free. It's a free phone call. You know, if you're not going to work with us to buy properties or rental properties, it doesn't matter. We'd still be able to happy to help you and guide you in the right direction. So I would just book a call with our team. Just go to our website at morrisinvest.com. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, invest.com. A little calendar will pop up. Pick your time on the calendar and tell them that Clayton sent you. And just say, you know, I'm interested in getting started with real estate investing. Here's my situation. Here's what I'm working with. And can you just guide me in the right direction on this? And our team will work with you on that to point you in the right direction.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tommy John. Is the summer heat melting your ice cubes? Stay frosty where it counts in brand new Tommy John underwear. I got to tell you, we were traveling and I had the mistake of wearing some old underwear that were super tight and really annoying. And we went to a really hot location and I was super pissed that I didn't have more Tommy John underwear with me. When the summer heat is melting your popsicle, you need underwear that will keep your tall boy on ice. That's Tommy John. Because when you wear Tommy John, you're that much cooler. And it's just so soft and nice. And it doesn't bunch up. You can do everything better. We were playing tennis. My boy and I were playing tennis. And it just felt so good not to have like underwear riding up there. Thanks to breathable, lightweight fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. You know, dozens of comfort innovations. Tommy John will keep you looking and feeling cool all season long, from lounging at home to summer fun. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics who love their underwear like I do. With over 17 million pairs sold, people love their Tommy John underwear, and you will too. Love, love, love wearing my Tommy John underwear. I take the walk with the dog every day for about an hour, 70 minutes or so with the dog, and I absolutely, there's no comparison between the old underwear that I used to wear and Tommy John. So great. Plus, there's no risk because you're covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. So here's what you got to do. To shop Tommy John, go to TommyJohn.com/investing right now for 20% off your first order. Get 20% off right now at TommyJohn.com/investing. TommyJohn.com/investing. See site for details.
All right, our next question comes to us from KD. I don't know if you, so if it's KD, K space, you know, K period, D period, would you say KD? KD, I guess you could, right? KD, yeah.
Hey, Clayton. My name is KD. I read your books, first edition and the second edition, and I also follow your podcast. My question is, you mentioned that one on a HELOC, once the introductory period is ended and high interest rate is about to kick in, you go look to shop for a new HELOC so you can find a new introductory period. Is that correct? Or is it still okay to pay HELOC back after the introductory rate? Can you please explain that? Thank you.
Thank you, Katie, for your question. Look, it's up to the person, right? So if you want to go through and set up another home equity line of credit, now that you've gone through that introductory period, because if you find it, you know, a lot of these will be, okay, 0% for a year or 2 years, or, you know, you get really, if you shop around, they're in competition with one another, right? So you might find that you're getting a good deal. And now after 1 year, okay, well, that time is up. Now I'm going to be paying 5% interest on this home equity line of credit. It's totally up to you. I mean, it's a personal situation. You know, again, you have to think about closing costs. You have to think about what is the cost of this financial product that I'm going to be switching to. See, most people don't think about that when they're refinancing houses. And the same thing goes for any new financial product. What are going to be the fees to get this product? Does it make sense enough that I'm going to pay for, like, let's take the refinancing one as an example. Okay, I'm going to refinance my home and I'm going to go, you know, whatever interest rate I'm going to get. But now I'm getting a whole new loan. It's a whole new loan. Like we're throwing out that old loan. It's going in the trash. We're getting a whole new loan now. And now I have to pay closing costs. So I might have to pay a point, whatever it is. And is it worth it to pay those thousands of dollars in closing costs to change my current situation, to maybe lower my monthly payment. And people don't think about that. They think basically like they're just getting a new loan, and they don't actually, and they think like, oh, we're just swapping it out and that's it. We're doing like a little quick change here. They don't realize is that they're actually getting a whole new financial product from the built from the ground up, and you're going to have to pay closing costs. So, when, you know, with the case of a refinance, I always say to people, you know, unless you're going to stay in that property for another year or more, because that whole year that you're in that it's going to take you almost a whole year to pay back sort of those closing costs to make it worth doing this transfer. So as far as a home equity line of credit goes, you want to be sure that you're going to be, you know, that you can, first of all, find another company that's going to provide an introductory rate for you that can, you can actually roll that over. What I would simply do though, is meet with another bank, tell them your situation, tell them you have a home equity line of credit. The introductory offer is running out and it's going to jump up to 5%. It's going to jump up to whatever percentage. And you're interested in now perhaps moving this over and transferring it over to this new HELOC. So every bank is going to be different, Katie. And I would recommend, again, our friends over at Churchill Mortgage, Dan Krause, they do first lien HELOCs. Talk with them about their product. Maybe if you take your existing HELOC, the initial offer, the initial time period is running out and you're going to transfer that over, then you can move it over to this other HELOC, a first lien HELOC position, and see what kind of introductory rates. They're constantly trying new products, right? They're constantly trying new ways to lure you in. Like, we're going to give you 0% for a year, right? Great. Well, what happens after that year? It's going to jump up to whatever the variable rate is, unless you got a fixed rate. So all things to consider here. But yes, personally, I would absolutely be looking to, could I move over? All right. I would absolutely be considering moving over to a different financial product if I knew that the interest rate was going to jump up. Again, you're just swapping out financial products, okay? And that's what I would be doing, is shopping around and having a discussion with these different banks and these different options. Okay, everyone, that's going to do it for today's episode. What I'd love for you to do is to go to our website at morrisinvest.com, click on the little microphone icon that's in the lower right part of your screen, and you can leave us a voicemail question. As you heard from one of our listeners today, Phil, who's worked with our team, we are a full-service rental real estate company at Morris Invest. So while you're on the website, if you're interested in taking the plunge, we build new construction rental properties, full service, fully done for you, with our whole team in place from a customer service perspective. So we are with you for the lifetime of trying to build your portfolio of properties. So book a call with us today. We'll be happy to jump on and help you on that path to financial freedom, just like Phil. So thanks to all of you for listening. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.